I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here!
Right, it all came to a climax last night, Roo.
Yes, and Grant Denyer didn't get the chocolates, but he was one of the stars of the show, and he joins us now. Good morning, Grant.
Hey, Roo. Hey, Dits. How are you, boys?
you sound like you're still on a high.
Mate, might be slightly hungover. Went to bed about 4 a.m. But it's as the Shannon Knoll of this competition, it's lovely to chat to you.
Good stuff. You said it changed your life. How and why?
First and foremost, can I just say, you said it's the biggest show of the year. Can I just point out that it's the 1st of February?
Yeah, you've had a big month. Yeah, you're a big month,
though. You've beaten everyone in January.
You're in front. You got your nose in front. Just keep it there, will you? Hey, you've got Married at First Sight coming up.
Holy moly.
Australian Great Race or whatever it's called. Yeah, I saw it promoted about a million times during your show. Amazing race. That's true.
It is coming up. If you ever watched the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here show, you would have known through the 57,000 ads that happened. The Amazing Race is coming up. Yeah, mate, it was an incredible experience. I just thought that this is just a TV show, you know, where you go on and then, you know, when the lights turn down at night time, you know, they take you back to the Sofitel and the Tim Tams start coming out. But, mate, you literally close your eyes on the show and the snakes are under your bed, the rats are on your bed digging through your hair. It was hardcore.
Hey, that only happened for Warnie, mate. Like, he got the smokes and got everything when the lights went out. But
can I just point out, Warnie, you know, Australia's most, you know, famous person ever, and I think he only finished fifth or sixth, mate. You're talking to second place here.
Get on the podium.
Hey, what about this Pamela Anderson story? Dits and I nearly fell off my chair. You've knocked back Pamela Anderson.
Mate, this is my most humiliating story of my life. and my wife will back me on this. Pamela Anderson hit me up and she was in Australia doing a promotional tour and I was the last interview of her day and she's like, hey, you're pretty cute. Do you want to come to a party with me? And 15-year-old me just had a heart attack and she had a look in her eye that was like, I think I'm going to rip you apart. And I got scared and I said, no, I won't go. And my wife's like, what were you thinking?
Yeah, Grant, at the time, the quote you used as well was, I have to get my flight. Now, just look at the flight timetables. There's more than one flight a week to Sydney. You would have been okay. You could have got on the next flight.
Good point. Yeah. But my voice was kind of like this. I'm sorry, Mrs. Anderson. I can't. I don't know what happened to me, and my mates have never let me forget this.
No.
And my wife was like, because we both had a picture of Pamela Anderson on our wall as teenagers. And she's like, mate, what were you thinking?
Yeah, you're stuffed up. Hey, while you were in the jungle, she got married for the fifth time. She just married her bodyguard. Mm. So she moves on pretty quickly anyway, mate.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to break the news to you.
Mate,
she's not watching, I'm a celebrity.
Well, if she played the cards right, she could have had an ex-weatherman. So, who's laughing now?
Hey, were you more scared of her or Dipper?
Dipper is a force to be reckoned with, and I know why he was such a feared man on the field in like the 1989 grand final is because he can turn into a wild unit if you ever challenge him. And stupid me, he burnt the rice one day.
Yeah,
and all we got to do is live for rice, right? And
rice
he burnt
and
the rice, and I told him, mate, you can't do that. Mm. And then, geez, he nearly ripped my head off.
Yeah.
You woke the bear.
Mate, oh my God, Jesus! You know what? His eyes turned black, and I was like, he's just transgressed into his footy playing days. And I thought he was just literally going to rip a couple of ribs out. He was hardcore.
Hey, you also opened up a bit about when you tried to get off the pain-killing drugs that you had when you broke your back and you had a bit of a tough time getting off the painkillers. And you said at one stage when you were sort of coming down, you pelted eggs at your wife. Explain what sort of state you were in to do that.
Yeah, it was really hard, mate. That's the thing. Often, you know, when you hurt yourself, the hospital will treat the injury, but and then they sort of kick you out of the hospital and give you all these hardcore pain meds, but don't sort of really give you an education as to what to expect or how to handle them. And mate, it was an ugly period of our life, and I crashed off the pain meds, and that kind of really led to a you know, it's tough. You know, your body's in withdrawal, and you know, I said things to my wife that I'm, you know, I'm really still to this day, you know, not proud of. And it was, you know, she was good because she kind of, you know, she sort of knew that it was going to be a hard period. But when you're in withdrawal and you're in a lot of pain, you know, I remember sort of being in a bit of a delirious state where I sort of just didn't know where I was and what I was doing, and you know, such is the pain meds. And I remember, I grabbed eggs and unfortunately threw them at her at that particular point. And it's horrible. So I try and talk about it because there's so many people that are on pain medication, you know, 5 years after an injury.
How long were you on them for, Grant?
It was only a couple of months because I still wanted to get back into a race car and keep racing. But it was tough, mate. I went missing in the middle of the night in my undies down the street in, in the CBD of Sydney.
Wow.
Yeah. Sweet. Looking for scotch. Mm-hmm. And wow. I fell asleep in a fire escape. So it was, you know, that were tough times. But you know, that's life. That's what happened.
Yeah. Well, you helped make the show. There's no doubt about it. It was their biggest show of this year, Grant, as you've pointed out, up until February 1. Huge stuff it is. And mate, well done. Very entertaining, and thanks for being so honest and opening up to everyone as well. Fantastic.
Rude Dits, mate, I really appreciate your time. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, Grant. Grant Denyer, Ruined Dits on Triple M.